You're listening to Soul Sense. I'm Silkina, and I'm on a mission to raise human consciousness through the daily practice of mindfulness. This podcast is for everyone searching to meet their true, authentic selves. I'm here to simplify spirituality and guide you to fully trust yourself and believe in your own magical powers, your imagination, and intuition. Thank you for listening. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Soul Sense with Silkina. Thank you so much for being here. Wow, that was kind of like a tongue twister today for some reason. Okay, this episode is a very short and sweet one. It is part of a new series that I started on Insight Timer. If you didn't already know, I'm on Insight Timer. I upload guided meditations quite regularly, about once a week or once every 2 weeks. So this is part of a short audio that essentially the whole intention of this audio is to make you feel calm, to support you whenever you're going through tough times. And this is one of the first ones that I recorded on fear. I just woke up one morning, as I do, and I just had this urge to talk about fear based on my experience. As you guys know, putting yourself out there on any platform, whether it's podcast or now I'm on YouTube and on Insight Timer even, when you're putting yourself out there and you're really opening your heart and sharing your authentic self and your message with a large audience, or not even large, but like with an audience, your mind tends to chatter a little bit. So in the past few months, I have had to really, really sit down and like essentially befriend my fears, what the title of this video is, and then realizing that, you know what, fear is not my enemy. And I'm not here to fight my fears, overcome my fears, or be mean to it and tell it to go away. I actually found that my fears were giving me a lot of valuable information. And all I had to do was really sit and listen to my fears to slowly release it. Just like any other emotion, I like to treat them like my friends. So whenever I feel doubt come in or fears come in, anger, frustration, sadness, I'm usually more aware now. So I can have that little bit of time to pause and just ask it like, okay, I feel you coming up. Why are you here? So if you are feeling a lot of fears, and this doesn't have to be because you're a content creator, because maybe you're not, and not everybody wants to put themselves out there on platforms like this. So this is not just about people who are trying to build an audience or people that, you know, are trying to be seen on social media. This has nothing to do with that. It's actually about living your life authentically. And that can mean anything. For me, it's creating real content online, but for many people, that's not what being authentic to themselves mean. It can be going through a life change. It can be starting a new job or putting yourself out there after you've been heartbroken and going back into the dating world. It can be as simple as setting boundaries with close friends and family and fearing how they will take that. It can mean anything. Like, fears come up every single day for very different reasons. So I really hope that this little audio supports you and helps you when you are feeling anxious and overwhelmed by your fears and doubts. And I hope that it shifts your perspectives on fear, and that the next time you're afraid to do something, to feel something, to have something, you are able to take a moment to pause and remind yourself that fear is your friend. It's not your enemy. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you know where to find me. I'm on Instagram at SoulSense with Silkina. I'm also on YouTube and Insight Timer. Please share this episode with your friends, your family, your loved ones, anyone that you think could benefit from this message. Please share and spread the love. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the other side. Hi, friends. Welcome. Thank you for being here. The intention of this pep talk is to shift your perspective on fear. We are constantly being told to overcome our fears, to release our fears, to fight our fears. Fear doesn't really have a good reputation, especially in the spiritual world. It's usually linked to the ego, and there are a lot of content out there talking about how to kill our ego, how to experience ego deaths, how to destroy it or shut it down. But our ego is not the enemy. It is part of our unique makeup as a human being on Earth. The key to not letting fear overcome you is to acknowledge that the fear exists. And it will always exist. Fear is an emotion. And just like every other human emotion, it's sacred, and in many ways, it serves a purpose. What if instead of forcing yourself to overcome your fear, you welcome it? You say, "Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing me things about myself I never would have known existed within me if it weren't for you." What if you treated fear with the same respect you treat gratitude, joy, and happiness? What if when fear comes knocking, you approach it with ultimate curiosity and you say, "What message do you have for me today? I'm willing to listen to you, fear." But you don't have to take the driver's seat. When you feel the fears come up, you have the opportunity to learn something new about yourself. Take a moment to pause and breathe into that fear. Before releasing it, meet it. It's okay. It's safe to do that. It's safe to listen to your fears, to understand why it keeps coming up. Sometimes fear comes in the form of a voice in your head, a knot in your stomach, a tightness in your chest, or it can be sneaky and surface in the form of procrastination, perfectionism, or simply inaction. I've learned so much from befriending my own fears. I've deeply met my inner child and learned to be gentle with her. I've also learned to show up messy, and instead of showing up perfect, I show up real and authentic and true to my current journey, the story I'm living right now. If you're feeling stuck right now, if you're feeling scared to take a risk, to show up as your authentic self, to quit your job, to proclaim your love to your crush, to put yourself out there, to start a new chapter, to end an old chapter. This is your sign to do it scared. Feel the fear and do it anyway. If you're waiting for your fears to completely disappear, that day might never come. You will always feel stuck because operating from a place of fear is exhausting. It stops us from fully living our purpose, our mission, and our truth. And quite frankly, it's boring. Living in fear is boring because it's predictable. Our souls are limitless, adventurous. She thrives on excitement and new opportunities. This is a sign for you to embrace the discomfort. Because on the other side of your fear is the freedom of who you truly are. I would love to know what you learned from this episode. What were your main takeaways? Please connect with me over on Instagram and YouTube at SoulSense with Silkina. Also, give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I read every single one of them and I love them. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to SoulSense with Silkina wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.